Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Parker Palmer writes in his book, Healing the Heart of Democracy, quote, "For those of us who want democracy to survive and thrive, the heart is where the work begins. That grounded place in each of us where we can overcome fear, rediscover that we are members of one another, and embrace the conflicts that threaten our unity as openings to new life for us and for our nation." This quote is from The Prelude, which he entitles, "The Politics of the Brokenhearted." I turn back to Parker's work because it's been so hard watching fear and hate proliferate. Between politicians espousing hate and fear and violence in the name of religion, my heart is hurting. And I don't want to pretend it's not happening. And I don't want to fuel the fire by hating the haters. So I turn back to Parker Palmer's work. His book, Healing the Heart of Democracy, is a book that explores how to create politics worthy of the human spirit. Isn't that a beautiful idea? Parker graciously granted me interviews in 2012 and again in 2013. I want to explore his five habits of the heart, habits that are essential for our democracy. So let's start with habit one. We must understand that we are all in this together. Basically, he's saying we're interconnected, like a mobile over a child's bed. If you move one part, the whole is affected. And we can see this in global climate change. We can see this in the economic crisis and the ripple effect it had. Here's how Parker talks about it.
And it takes an act of imagination to get yourself to this understanding that we are all in this together.
It seems like it's not, yes, imagination. To do this before it's a crisis or to see our connection to our shared responsibility in the crisis. And it seems like the other part of that is to believe that we can do anything about it. I fall victim to a sense of a powerlessness. It's so much bigger than me as in one person or even as our small town.
Right. And so I'm not sure that that's the end of the stick we should grab. I think we can, however, I think we can grab the other end of the stick, which is to say, if I want to feel good about the way I'm living my life, I want to live it in a way that honors my interconnectedness with other people, that respects the fact that decisions I make about my own living do have an impact on others. So if in my purchasing habits, for example, in my dietary habits, in economic decisions that I make, I'm doing things that basically say, I'm going to game this system for all it's worth, take my share and more than my share, and let the devil take the hindmost. If I live that way, given the way I'm built, I am going to live toward misery rather than happiness. And so even though it's hard to see that a single economic decision I make or a single decision I make about what to do with my garbage is going to have much impact on anyone else's life, I can make those decisions with an eye to what is it that's going to make me feel good about the way I'm living, given my sense of ethical responsibility to other people. I think the big thing is to think about this, to imagine the possibilities and to conduct our lives in a way that doesn't throw in the towel. I believe in what Wendell Berry has said on any number of occasions when he's been asked, well, what's the big solution to this, to these big problems? He has said, and I think rightly so, that in all of world history, there has never been a big solution to any big problem. Big problems yield only to a million small solutions. And our job, of course, is to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem. And that means having both the imagination and the will to do those small things day in and day out that, multiplied many times over, can add up to something big.
So that's Parker's first habit of the five habits of the heart for healing the heart of democracy. So we might all ask ourselves, how would my day be different if I imagined that we are all in this together?
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.